And yet, each time he arrived at work, Benjamin saw a different reality emerging. A quiet, powerfully built man, he wasn't the sort to open up about his fears, but during daily calls with his three adult children, he confided that he was afraid of getting sick. On March 25th, one of his daughters gave him a face mask to wear at the plant, where he operated boxing and loading equipment near the entrance and was often the first person to greet arriving co-workers. He was always so respectful, a shiftmate says. 2 days later, Benjamin told his kids a supervisor had ordered him to remove the mask because it was creating unnecessary fears among plant employees. On Saturday, April 4th, Benjamin called in sick. So few workers had shown up the day before that he'd had to do the work of three people, he told his family. By Monday, his cough and fever were much worse. The next morning, he could barely move. An ambulance took him to the hospital. While he was in the emergency room, Cargill shut down the Hazleton plant to disinfect everything, install barriers between workstations, and give employees time to heal. Later that week, the union said 164 workers had been infected. The local testing center, running low on supplies, was refusing to test most Cargill employees. If you work at the meatpacking plant, they were told, assume that you're positive. Benjamin was admitted to the intensive care unit and spent his work anniversary on a ventilator. He died on April 19th. The next day, the plant reopened after a two-week cleaning. The meat industry's failure to protect its employees from the coronavirus has triggered the most serious threat to U.S. meat supplies since World War II. In recent weeks, 115 meat and poultry plants have reported COVID-19 infections in the U.S., and about 5,000 workers, or 1% of the industry's workforce, have been confirmed sick, with 20 deaths, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Outbreaks were so severe that at least 18 plants shut down. U.S. beef and pork production capacity shrank 40% in April, says Will Sawyer, lead economist at agriculture lender CoBank. U.S. consumers, Sawyer predicts, could see 30% less meat in grocery stores by Memorial Day at prices 20% higher than last year.